Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Let's begin.
I remember the day I decided to challenge the myths of old Mapletown. You see, at the heart of the town stood a house, abandoned and shrouded in whispers. People said it was haunted, cursed even. I never believed in such tales. I was a rational person, Vasa, after all. So, to prove everyone wrong, I decided to spend a night in that house. As I approached the house, its decrepit structure loomed over me like a silent giant. The once vibrant paint was now peeling, windows boarded up, the garden overgrown. The setting sun cast long shadows, making the house appear even more ominous. "It's just a house," I muttered to myself. The moment I stepped inside, a chill ran down my spine. The air was stale, heavy with silence. My footsteps echoed in the empty halls. "Hello?" I called out, half expecting an answer. But only silence greeted me. I explored the ground floor, finding nothing but remnants of a life once lived. Old photographs, a broken doll, a dusty piano. As night fell, the house seemed to awaken. The floorboards creaked eerily, and a cold wind whispered through the cracks. I decided to set up my sleeping bag in the living room. As I lay there, trying to sleep, the silence of the house began to weigh on me. It felt as if the house was watching, waiting. Then, the whispers started, soft at first, almost inaudible. I thought it was my imagination, but they grew louder, clearer. Voices of anguish, crying out in despair. I covered my ears, but the whispers penetrated my mind, echoing stories of betrayal and murder. The tales of a family torn apart by greed, a vengeful spirit seeking retribution. Panic set in. I needed to leave. But as I tried to move, I found myself paralyzed, my body refusing to obey. The whispers grew into screams, the air turning frigid. Shadows danced along the walls, forming shapes of those who once lived here. Then, in the midst of chaos, a voice, Mikis, clear and sorrowful, spoke directly to me. "Do not repeat our mistakes," it said. "Greed and anger lead only to destruction." The voice was filled with such sadness, such regret. It was as if the house itself was lamenting its past. As quickly as it had begun, the whispers ceased, the shadows faded. I found myself able to move again. I didn't waste a second and ran out of the house, never looking back. As I reached the safety of my own home, the sun was rising. The experience left me shaken, changed. I had gone in a skeptic and emerged a believer, not just in ghosts, but in the lessons they imparted. The whispers in that empty house taught me that our actions, our choices, have consequences that can echo through time. They showed me that holding onto anger and greed can only lead to our own downfall. It's a lesson I'll never forget. So, to those who listen, remember this. Respect the past. Learn from it, so, but don't let it consume you. Our spirits, unlike those trapped in that house, are free to choose a better path.
Ohio football fans, picture this.
You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I never believed in curses, not until I set foot in the old mansion that my family inherited in the heart of an ancient city. The mansion was a relic, its walls echoing stories of a time long gone. We knew it had a history, but what we found inside was beyond any tale I'd ever heard. It started the evening we discovered the clockwork mechanism, hidden in a secret chamber beneath the mansion. It was an eerie, intricate device, the creation of a once brilliant clockmaker who had lived there centuries ago. This was no ordinary clock. Its gears and cogs seemed to hum with a life of their own, resonating with a strange energy. Curiosity overcame us, and we wound the clock. That was our first mistake. The moment the clock ticked, the air around us grew cold, and the shadows seemed to twist and turn. We had opened a gateway, a portal to something dark and inexplicable. The first entity emerged on the stroke of midnight, a shadowy figure, its form flickering like a broken film reel, its eyes hollow pits of despair. It was just the beginning. Night after night, more twisted figures appeared, each more terrifying than the last. They were prisoners of the clock, bound to the mansion, their whispers filling the halls with tales of sorrow and madness. We tried to leave, but the mansion wouldn't let us. Doors would lead nowhere. Windows showed only inky blackness. Time itself seemed distorted, days blending into nights. We were trapped in the clockmaker's twisted legacy. In our search for a way out, we found his diary. The clockmaker had been consumed by obsession, his mind twisted by the very device he created. He wrote of a prophecy, a fate he had sealed with his madness. The clock wasn't just a timepiece, it was a countdown to something far worse. The climax came on the seventh night. The clock began to chime an ominous melody, and the air turned heavy with dread. The shadows swirled, converging into a singular, monstrous entity. It was the clockmaker himself, his spirit corrupted by time and madness. His eyes burned with a malevolent light, and his voice was a cacophony of the suffering he had caused. We fought, using every ounce of our will to push back against the darkness. And then, in a moment of clarity, I remembered the clock. In a desperate attempt, I wound it backward. The mansion shook as if in agony, and the shadows screamed, their forms dissolving into nothingness. As dawn broke, the mansion was silent. The clock had stopped, its mechanism broken. We left that place, never to return. But the lessons we learned there stayed with us. The clockmaker's legacy taught me that obsession and madness are a prison, a curse that can trap not just the mind, but the soul. Time is a gift, not to be tampered with, and sometimes the things we seek to control can end up controlling us. So, to those who listen, remember this. Be mindful of what you pursue, for some paths lead not to glory, but to ruin. And in the ticking of the clock, find a reminder to cherish each moment, for time, once lost, can never be regained. For truth, I've always been drawn to places shrouded in mystery. That's how I found myself at the gates of the old Hallowdale Asylum, nestled deep in a forgotten forest. Rumors of ghostly screams and unexplained phenomena had turned it into a subject of local folklore. I was there to prove these were just stories. The asylum was a monument to despair, its crumbling walls and shattered windows painting a picture of neglect. As I walked its silent halls, I reminded myself that there was always a logical explanation for everything. But as darkness enveloped the asylum, my skepticism was put to the test. It started with faint whispers echoing down the corridors, the sound of someone or something crying in the distance. I followed these sounds, my rational mind trying to find an explanation. That's when I saw them, phantoms of patients, their eyes empty, voices sharing tales of sorrow and mistreatment. Hidden in a dusty, forgotten office, I found old patient records. They spoke of unethical treatments, of people subjected to cruel experiments under the guise of medical advancement. A chill ran down my spine as I realized the true horror of what had happened in these walls. The night grew deeper, the atmosphere heavier. I felt watched, heard footsteps trailing behind me. The whispers turned into anguished cries, the pain of the patients who had suffered here becoming almost tangible. Then came the climax of my horrifying experience. The spirits merged into a single, terrifying presence. It was the embodiment of all the pain and suffering that had occurred in the asylum, a powerful reminder of the atrocities committed in the name of science. I fled, driven by sheer terror. As I left the asylum, it seemed to groan under the weight of its own tragic history. I realized then that some secrets are too dark to be unveiled, their revelations too heavy to bear. That night changed me. It taught me the importance of remembering and acknowledging our history, no matter how dark. The spirits of Hallowdale Asylum showed me that forgetting is an injustice to those who have suffered. They taught me that the true horror often lies not in supernatural entities, but in the actions of mankind. So, to those who listen, remember this. Our past, however painful, man, must not be forgotten. In its echoes, we find not only stories of terror, but lessons of compassion and a reminder of the importance of ethical conduct in all aspects.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.